Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Lamed Hei Omed Aleph. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're going to begin and complete the Mirtz Hashem Simen Tov Resh Samach Vav today, which deals with the Halachos Dine Sukkah Vayom HaShvi. It only has one Sif, and we begin with that Sif, Sif Aleph, in the Mechaber. Mechaber writes, even though you finished eating on Hoshana Rabbah by Shachris time, and you're not expected to have another meal in the sukkah, lo yistor sukkah, so you're not allowed to go take down the sukkah. You're allowed to take out the utensils that you brought into the sukkah. You're supposed to make the sukkah like your house during the entire sukkah, so you bring a nice utensils into the sukkah, and you're allowed to take them back into the house on Hoshana Rabbah in the afternoon. There's no problem of hachana, it's cholam moed. So you're allowed to prepare for the last days, and you bring in the kelim that you need from the sukkah into the house. But you should do this in the afternoon, min ha-mincha olamala. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Beis will tell us that means mincha kitana. He brings down for the chidush ritva. So it would mean 2.5 hours before the end of the day, so 2.5 hours before the shkia. Umesakin is habayis. You'll have to likewise clean the house, prepare the house, l'chovet yontif ha-achron, in order to have it prepared for Shmini Atzeres and Chutz Lareis, Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Aleph tells us, d'ha kol hayom chovoso lishon l'shanein sham. Technically, all day long, you're supposed to sleep there and learn there. And if you do decide to have another meal, you have to go eat it there. So therefore, don't take out the kelim there too early in the day. You should take them out only later in the afternoon. Dershu footnote number one brings down, v'gam im yesh lo sukkah cheres leishibo. The person has two sukkahs, so he could stay in his other sukkah. Nevertheless, Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down, shelechatchilo kishiyesh avshoris, if you have the opportunity and the ability to do so, you should be concerned about the sheet of the Ran. What is that? Shemei hakos, based upon the pasuk, basukos teshu shivas yom, you have to sit in the sukkah 7 days. He learns out from there, tzorech shetia lo sukkah kol shivas yom. You should have a sukkah available to you all 7 days. Midoraisa, therefore, it's also lo lefarik et sukkos. According to the Ran, it's an issa deraisa to take that yisukkah before the 7 days are up, because tzures hasukkah he should tamod kivua ad bar mitzvah, because you need to have the sukkah as a set house, a set dwelling place, all 7 days. Vim yifriken, if you were to take it down, you're mevatel the mitzvah. And based upon this, he is horeh, shemish yesh lo sukkah shol kama chadarim. If a person has a multi-room sukkah, ein lo lefarik cheder echad, you can't even take down one room from it. Kivin shekol cheder nidon kisukkah liyatzel, because each cheder, each room in the sukkah has the status of being a sukkah. And therefore, you'd be mevatel that sukkah. On the other hand, Rosh Hashanah Zalman Zassal disagrees. And he writes, based upon the same Ran, he says it's mutter listoris a sukkah. He feels that you can go and take down part of the sukkah, especially if you have another sukkah, or certainly to take down a room of the sukkah. How do we paskin this? So the Ikare Das Torah brings down shenechluku b'nei ha-yeshiva, which way we should go, and he says you should be machriya le'isser, kivin sheyesh b'kach bizui mitzvah, because it is a denigration of the mitzvah sukkah to take it down early, prematurely. Then he adds, lohasir dofin revishal sukkah, but if you have a four-walled sukkah, technically it's perfectly kosher with only three walls, so that he says it's mutter, brings down from a Yashiv Zatzal, that would be permissible to go and take that fourth wall down, because by removing that, you're not doing anything to the sukkah, it's still a kosher sukkah. Tisha foot number two brings down from the Kaf HaChayim, she'ein lekadesh b'leil shmini atzeres b'bod yom. We don't make shmini atzeres early. You don't want to start having it when it's still light outside, even though technically you're allowed to be bringing in the yontif early. You're allowed to do that because you can be mosif min hakodesh al hachol. But here, if you do this on Shmini Atzeres, it's a problem because you're supposed to eat in the sukkah, and it's still sukkahs technically. And then you'd be chayav to eat it in the sukkah and make a bracha on it. Yom Hasukkah says that, Chag Hasukkah says that, and it's Shmini Atzeres, so it would be a tarat to the sasri, so therefore, don't make Shmini Atzeres early. Furthermore, it's from the Stipler Gon, Zatzal, Shemutu lo l'sheves mesukkah ad alayla, even if you made Tosefes, for Shmini Atzeres, you can sit in the sukkah until nighttime. It's not considered about Tosef, because this Tosefes, Shmini Atzeres, that you've added on, is really not considered like it's 100% Shmini Atzeres. It still is the day of Sukkot as well. And another practical ramification, this is Rachmana Litzlan. If somebody's Mechal Shabbos after they accepted Shabbos early, so they wouldn't be Chayv Misa, it's not yet a full din of Shabbos. Of course, they're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos then, but it's not a full-fledged din of Shabbos. On the other hand, the Taz does bring down that this Tosef Shabbos is Nechsheves Kalaylov. Now we go back to the Mechaber. Mechaber writes, "Vim ein lo lufanos kelav v'rotz lecho bo bashmini." If he has no place to go and bring his utensils into, it's possible maybe he had so many guests for yontif that he can't bring them into his house. His house is smaller than his sukkah, so he has no place to go and bring in all of his kelim, therefore he wants to still eat in the sukkah on the eighth day. This is talking about in Eretz Yisrael. I'm not talking here in Chutz Laretz where there's a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah on the eighth day because it's a safek Hoshana Rabbah still. So in Eretz Yisrael, where it's the eighth day, it's definitely no chiyuv to eat in the sukkah. Tzorich livchos bo mokom arbo al arbo. You have to passel the sukkah in some way by putting in an airspace that is 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim, lasos heker, shehu yoshev ba, shelo l'shei mitzvah sukkah. This clarifies and shows everybody that even if you're sitting in a kosher part of that sukkah, that you're not doing it l'shem sukkah because you intentionally went and passled that sukkah. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Gimel explains, Rotsu Lomer, what the Mechaber is telling us, he says, this she'en lo makom acher lecho, v'tzorach lecho b'yontif achum b'sukkah. On the eighth day in Eretz Yisrael, this person doesn't have a big enough house to be there with his family, whatever the situation may be, and he therefore needs the sukkah to have a big enough place. But it's Shmini Atzeres in Eretz Yisrael, it's absolutely not sukkahs. So therefore, Akor Panim, in this situation, so with Livchos, but he has to do something to change the sukkah to make it minimized, that it's not considered a perfectly good sukkah. He should do this before the sun is set on the seventh day, because he still may need it, so he should do it as late as possible in the day, so he doesn't ruin his sukkah for usage late in the afternoon on the seventh day, when he still has a chiv of sukkah. What you can do is ruin it by putting in a space of 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim. The Alpha Gav, the Avir posel b'shlosha tvachim. He says, technically, Avir would ruin it with 3. It's posel l'schachtit requires 4 by 4 to ruin it. Avir space ruins it with 3 even. However, he says that's not going to be recognizable. But komokom ein a heker kokach. It won't be recognizable to anybody because it's just 3 tvachim. Unless in lo shikapoches b'schachtit dalit al dalit. That's why we do it specifically 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim. Shushir mokom choshek. That makes it raise something significant and it'll be recognizable and people will realize that you are not sitting in a sukkah. You're just sitting there because you need that extra space. The Chaver continues and he writes, the reason for this 4x4, we said, was that you should make a heker, shu yoshibo shalo l'shei mitzvah sukkah. It's clear that it's not for the shei mitzvah sukkah. Shalo yehe nira kimosif. It shouldn't look like you're over bal tosif. Mishbu explains in Sivkot and Hey, avol mosif mamish, it really isn't. It shouldn't look like bal tosif, but to actually be over bal tosif doesn't fulfill the criteria for that. Lo nikra, lavor lov yishu bal tosif. You technically aren't over bal tosif, kivin de'enu miskavi l'shei mitzvah. In order to be over bal tosif, you have to intend that you're doing it l'shei. That's the mitzvah. But here he has obviously no intention of doing it l'shei mitzvah, so he wouldn't technically be over bal tosif. The shalob is mano boya kavona l'hosif l'kul yama. Everybody agrees that if you want to be over bal tosif, you have to have intention to do it at a time when you're not mechuyev to do so. That you're doing it l'shei that mitzvah, and then it's bal tosif. Where we learned these dinim previously in regards to sukkah. Tisha footnote number 3 points out from the Bikur Yaakov that it won't help. Lo moel l'aniach schach posul b'mokum hakosha. You can't go and put in posul l'schach in that area. Kivushin zeniker. That won't really look and be recognized that you're ruining the sukkah. However, he's mistapik himol lifros sadin tachas aschach. If you were to put some sort of a curtain or some sort of a cloth underneath the schach that was previously kosher, but now this would ruin it in a way that it would posul the sukkah. And the Ben Ishchai says shelit lo sadin al schach enu nika kamo avir. It's still not as good as avir. Space clearly shows that you're ruining the sukkah, and that would be preferable. You know, mol lahat lecho b'sukkah. And if you just put the sadin there, he says that's not good enough. The issue for number 4 brings down, if a person is sleeping in the sukkah in the afternoon of Hoshana Rabbah, he davened mincha ready, the davening marav late for whatever the reason, and he takes a shluf, and he still is going to be in the sukkah when it's Shmini Atzeres. Again, we're talking about Eretz Yisrael. There's no mitzvah whatsoever. You're over bal tosif if you intend to sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So what happens over here where the person's sleeping in the sukkah? He started off beheter, and now he doesn't need to sleep in the sukkah. So Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, brings down, you don't be concerned about Baltosif in this situation, because when he went to sleep, it was beheter, and now he's asleep, so onus rechmona patri, lo gozu rabbanu akach, the rabbi doesn't make any such gezer. The issue foot number 5 brings down, in the shelos of Chuvos and Hoggis of Rishternbuch, Shlita, over Kovitz Yadar Rashaz, and the name of Chaim Briska, Chaim Soloveitchik Zatzal, that the Rambam did not mention this din of bal tosif, because his understanding is that you have to demonstrate that your yeshiva in the sukkah is rak machmas mitzvah, and therefore kishenigmar zmana, if it's ois sukkah, so the stam position is that you're not doing it l'shem mitzvah. However, the issue foot number 6 does bring down that you are miskaving to eat it l'shem mitzvah. So Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal and Igros Moshe writes shalom moel heker, then the heker doesn't do you any good. Unless you actually passel the sukkah. Shari Yosef Samitzu Kihilchasa, because you're sitting in a kosher sukkah, so there was some heker there that made part of it possible, but you're sitting in a kosher part of the sukkah, and you're intending to do the mitzvah sukkah, so your machshava about making the heker does nothing, and you would in fact be over Baal Tosef if you intended to be over Baal Tosef. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Hagavim rotz lecho b'sukkah achar chag." If you want to eat in the sukkah after Yontif is over, totally after Shmini Atzeres is over, ein tzorich livchos. But then you don't have to do anything because the lo nira kimosif rak biyom Shmini. Because he says that doesn't look like anything. If you're eating your sukkah in the middle of November, so that doesn't look like you're sitting in the sukkah when it's the shei mitzvah sukkah. And brings it down from the Minhagim. The issue number 7 brings down meishu somach lechag. The only time that you're concerned about this is Shmini Atzeres, which is right next to the Yontif of sukkahs. But beyond that, you don't have to be concerned. The issue number 7 brings down, you only have Baal Tosef right next to the Yontif of Sukkis. So Moshe finds it in the Zatzala. The Igros Moshe says, because the issue of Baal Tosef, who rakim Mosef al mitzvah kiyemes. There's a mitzvah already there, and you're adding on to it. But if you're doing something that has no connection to the mitzvah whatsoever, and you say, this is the mitzvah of Sukkah in the middle of November, ain't over Baal Tosef. That isn't a din of Baal Tosef. And therefore, Hayoshev Sukkah b'emtsa hashana, you sit in the middle of the sukkah, in the middle of the winter, and over Baal Tosef. That isn't a din of Baal Tosef. Kivin she'enles es shum shaychus to the mitzvah sukkah. The fact that you say I'm sitting here for the sukkah doesn't make it a shaychus to the mitzvah sukkah, as opposed to masha'en kein Hayoshev Sukkah b'yom hashmini v'umam she'ches achag l'od yom. If somebody sits in the sukkah on the 8th day, harei ze mosif al mitzvah satorish she'marach ze mitzvah l'od yom, and then you go and sit there till the 9th day, then the 9th day would in fact have a status, as it's connected to the 8th day, which is connected to the 7th day. Back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes, "V'im hutzrach lisod b'shar hayom tzorich lecho b'sukkah." If a person, after he took out stuff from the sukkah, needs to still eat in the sukkah on the 7th day, so he has to go back into the sukkah. Shemitzvah kol shiva. You have to eat in the sukkah all 7 days. The Mishnah brings down the Simchat and Zayin. Afilu ben hashvashos. This is true even during the ben hashvashos period of time. Mechaber continues, he says, in Chutz Laretz, where we have Shmini Atzeres as a suffix, is it Hoshana Rabbah or is it Shmini Atzeres? So Chutz Laretz, Shetzorich Leishay Bob, Bashmini, you have to eat in the Sukkah. That's the simple understanding of the Gemara, that you sit in the Sukkah, but you don't make a bracha of Leishay Basukkah, but you have to sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres because it's a suffix that maybe it's Hoshana Rabbah. So Chutz Laretz, Gomer Lecho Leom Hashmini, Morid Kelev Bumfar Osim Imenu. So here on what we call the Chutz Laretz Shmini Atzeres, you can take out your Kelev in the afternoon of Shmini Atzeres, so bring him into the house to have it ready for Simchas Torah at night. Mishbu explains Sivkon Ches. Hainu, she'ain died to old lecho klal yom. You have no intention of eating anything else there on Shmini Atzeres, Sofik, Hoshana Rabbah, in Chutz Laretz. Because you are intending to eat there, in Mikla b'Shabbos, Tzorech Lasel Suda Shlishis. For example, if this 7th day is Shabbos, so you're supposed to make Suda Shlishis in the Sukkah. The Chol Yom, Yeshri of Sukkah, Mishum Sekhid Yom. Because we paskin, the Mishnah Berurah says, like the opinion that says you have to eat in the Sukkah all day on Shmini Atzeres, and we just don't make a bracha leishah b'sukkah, but you have to have shalosh shudas there too if it was Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Tes brings down Hainu min hamincha ketan l'mala. Again, you can take out the kelim in the afternoon of Shmini Atzeres and bring him into the house for Simchas Torah, because the Shmini l'bnei chutz la'aretz who kamo yom hashvi b'eretz Yisrael has the same din like in Eretz Yisrael where there is no din at all of Shmini Atzeres sitting in the sukkah. So here in chutz la'aretz it's like it's Hoshana Rabbah. The kodem is that einira she'osa kein l'chovid yontif. But if you take it out earlier, then it doesn't look like you're doing this l'kovid yontif. He says as well, look at ayin sof simin tofrei samach zayin u'bemeshek asav dusham. And in the issue footnote number 8, he adds, ulinyin li'potim in a sukkah. What do you do to say goodbye to the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres in the afternoon? So he brings down Shemina ga'olam in chutz la'aretz la'achash ochlu esudas hayom. After you finish the daytime meal and you're not planning on having any major meals there anymore, niftarim in a sukkah v'yosh b'vatein. Then they can go into their houses. Avol li'acham yikein izdam lehem le'achol. But then if you have a real meal, afil ben ashmashos, tzorech le'achol b'sukkah. You have to eat in sukkah. The issue footnote number 9 brings down, afshi b'kachu torech lo'ochem yontiv l'chaveru. It's difficult to go and prepare in such a short time for Shmini Atzeres too. Simchas Torah. Nevertheless, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, "Shekivin shebelayla ein yochel lohoridim." Since you can't take it out at night time, so it's too dark. Whatever the situation was, mutar lo'ofnoso b'yom. You'll have to take it out in the afternoon of Shmini Atzeres, going into Simchas Torah. V'yot shekivin she'ena ma'midim v'vayis kahogen. Elarak moridim esukkah. You're not really setting it up all fully in your house. You're just taking it out of the sukkah. So then, that's not considered such a big tircha, and it's allowed. Back to the Mechaber, he says, if you again have no place to put your kelim, and therefore you're going to want to stay outside and eat on Simchas Torah in the sukkah in Chutz Laretz, and you're not allowed to go and do something to the sukkah, like we said you had to do in Eretz Yisrael, if you're eating in Shmini Atzeres in Eretz Yisrael where there is no mitzvah, so too over here in Simchas Torah there is no mitzvah, but you can't here be poches. there in Eretz Yisrael, you could be poches the sukkah on Hoshana Rabbah a little bit. No problem. But here, it's Yontif. It's Shmini Atzeres, so you can't be poches the sukkah. So what are you supposed to do? Mayase, like, how do you make a hecker? So he says, Im Hoysa Kitana, if it's a very small sukkah, she'also laniach bo haner b'shara yom. You're not allowed to bring a candle in there on the other days. The Mishnah Berurah reminds us of Kotin Yud, Kidelo, Simon Tofer, Islamites, Aleph, Ayin Shasham in the Mishnah Berurah, which there, foot number 10 reminds us that we said over there, Shafilu is a sukkah, Ainum and some semis, be sure, even if it's not exactly the minimum size of 7 tochim by 7 tochim, but it's small enough that it would be dangerous to have a candle in there, so you're not allowed to bring a candle in there. And if somebody really needs to have some sort of light in there, they should bring in some sort of a lantern that wouldn't be dangerous at all. But therefore, by bringing in some sort of light in there, you're showing that you're demonstrating that it's not a kosher sukkah. And so the Mishnah Berurah says, you should go put the candle in there. And the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Yud Aleph, Ayin Pri Megodim Shemistapik Yimeniach Bo B'Shmini. When should you do this? Should you put it in on Shmini Atzeres in the afternoon, or Lai Davka B'Chi, or you put it in on Simchas Torah? Because it's Shmini Sofik Shvi Hu L'Didan. Because on Shmini Atzeres in Chutz Laaretz, it really is potentially Hoshana Rabbah. V'Chei Mitzadi B'Seif V'Maim Mordechai Shelo Yachlis Boner Ukar B'Shmini. You're not allowed to do this on the eighth day in Chutz Laaretz. Because Dulai Yitzchok Lechobo, because you still may have to come and eat in there. V'Yev Shol L'Posle, and you can't ruin it by putting in the candle. However, Omer Piski Rosh Matsasi Behedja Bishmini. The Rosh does say you can do this on the eighth day in the afternoon. Umulai Kavanaso Gan came Besof Shmini. He means towards the end of the day. The issue foot number 12 adds Shemachnis Besuka Dovel Lasim and Shipsula. When you're putting in something there to demonstrate that it's a posul or sukkah now, so the Bikur Yaakov says Shein Soch Laniach Shom Kol Alayla V'Chol Yom. You don't have to leave it there the entire Simchas Torah. Sharigam Shemaniach Neir Leheker. As soon as you're making the heker, Vaday Shein Soch Lios Dole Kol Hayom Shmini. It doesn't have to be lit all day long, but it's sufficient that you do it some of the time. Back to the Mechaber, he says, and that what happens if it's a large sukkah, you can't bring in a candle to a large sukkah, that's perfectly allowed. So that won't ruin it, that won't possible it. So you mean Gedol, it's a large sukkah that you can't possible it by putting in a candle, Shemutu l'niach b'ner, you can put in a candle, Machnis b'kederu sukkaros, you bring in their plates and all sorts of utensils that you're not allowed to go normally bring into the sukkah. Normally bring into the sukkah only the plates that you're eating on, but you don't bring in the serving trays, you don't bring in garbage pails and things like that. So he says, bring in those things, and this way you'll demonstrate that you don't want it to be a sukkah. This will demonstrate that it's possible. They should acquire nigmar mitzvah, and you finished off the mitzvah sukkah. That's why you're bringing all these things that are not allowed to be brought in there on sukkahs. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah, according to your base, brings down from the Mechaber. He says, "Hamachaber nokat loshon harif b'sof sukkah." This is a quotation from the Rif, and he says, "Ayn shom in the Ran and the Ramban, deina kavona shenusel b'kachi." This is when you go and bring in the kideros and the kairos, you technically are in pasli in the sukkah. If somebody were to eat it, they still would be yosei the mitzvah. Elarot zolomar. When he's telling us over here, she'ose heker l'pasli, you're demonstrating that you don't want it to be a sukkah. Shnei yosei b'torah sukkah tzach, and therefore you wouldn't do this intentionally on sukkah. So therefore, by now doing this, you're demonstrating you don't want it to be a sukkah. And he says, Ayin Lael and Simon Tofer Shlavites and the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Vav, and the Shavat Sion, Shom, and we can see this edition, foot number 13, where he says, it was explained over there, Shemeikra din ain sukkah nefselis, bishor shemach nisosoch kli maichel. You technically don't passel a sukkah by bringing in the serving trays and by bringing in a garbage pail. Even, la'achar hechilabem, even after you finished eating them. Or you did some sort of an improper type of an action in there. Since there are some Rishonim that do say, even though we don't pass like that, therefore we don't do it, and that's why if you do it now, that does demonstrate that this is not done l'shem mitzvah sukkah. This concludes this beautiful siman, short but sweet, Tof Reish Samach Vav, and that includes today's shir.